Merrill's new fire hall is now open. I talked to Captain Mike Drury, and he said the new facility is a far cry from what they used to have.
Big, big change. Just looking in this room, we're standing in the apparatus room. All these vehicles could not fit in where we were located a couple of weeks ago. We had two vehicles parked at the city garage. We had some vehicles parked at the old park department building. So while this building was being built, we had to typically run all over town to pick all of the equipment up and then respond. So by having everything under one roof and to meet the actual codes of having distance in between, so firefighter safety and pulling in and out of here is tremendous just in this room. The office area, we used to have four officers worked off of one desk and one computer. Everybody's got their own desks now, so the efficiency coming out of that office should increase tremendously. Just being in a new building. I mean, somebody builds a new home and they move into a new building. There's all that excitement about, you know, moving into a new building and it smells new and everything looks new and nobody wants to put the first scratch into something. So it's very nice. We're very, very thankful to the city council and the mayor and the city administrator and the taxpayers of Merrill who are paying for this. Hopefully we can pay it back in the level of service that we give to them.
On that level of service, just having everything in one place instead of scattered all over town, that's probably going to help with response time, too.
Absolutely. I mean, we had a station on the west side. We had a station on the east side. Prior to that, we always had two stations in the city of Merrill, going back 90-some years. So this is the first time in 98 years that we're operating out of one fire station in the city of Merrill.
A lot of things have changed in that 98 years as far as equipment, as far as what you have to take with you, the training involved. And the building requirements change because of that. Now things are much different, and you're in a place that's actually built for it.
Absolutely. I mean, I've worked in the city of Merrill for 28 years. I worked 28 years at that old station we just closed just a little while ago. So there's a lot of history there. There's a lot of memories there. But to move into a new building that can allow the firefighters and the paramedics to actually perform and to do the job is incredible. We have computers and ambulances. I never thought 28 years ago there'd be one computer in a fire station. Now we got them all over the place. We got them in our vehicles. In the very near future, we're going to be having some laptop computers in the fire trucks. That technology that's increased just in the 28 years that I've been involved in the fire service, the computers are going to tell us, you know, the hydrant location of fires, houses on fire, buildings on fire. We can pull that address up or that occupancy on a computer. Tells us where the fire hydrant locations are around it. It can tell us any hazardous materials that are in that building, where they're located. It can tell us any other hazards that are in that building, even before we pull up to the building. That technology and the technology and the equipment and the new trucks that we're going to be getting from the Bierman Family Foundation, that's the biggest change that I've seen in 28 years.
One of the big things with that technology, it allows you to see what's inside before you show up. In the old days, you'd show up in a fire, you had no idea what you were walking into.
Absolutely not. And another technology is a thermal imaging camera. I mean, they're huge in the fire service. You literally can shine that camera on something and it gives you different levels of heat. From the outside of a building, we can tell which room in that structure is on fire and where the people are located and whether they're walking around or moving inside the building from the outside of the structure. We didn't have that technology in the past.
You mentioned some generous donations helped equip the hall as well as get the hall. Tell us about that.
Yes, Chief Dave Savoni applied for and received a very, very, very generous grant from the Bierman Family Foundation. With that grant, I've got our first command vehicle is already in this building. We have two more vehicles coming. We have 30-year-old fire trucks that we're going to replace. One is a rescue squad and one is a tender, a water tanker truck. This should be here mid-April. We got a brand new state-of-the-art turnout equipment, that's the turnout gear firefighters wear inside of a structure fire, and then all the air packs and the breathing apparatus that we wear when we go inside of a structure fire is all going to be updated, state-of-the-art. And with that, we also were able to purchase a state-of-the-art air compressor bottle. The compressor fills the bottles that we have on our backs, and that's already mounted in the station. So all of that up-to-date technology that we didn't have before, we wouldn't have without the Bierman family money, words can't say how thankful we are.
That equipment is not cheap. From what I've heard about turnout gear alone, that can run hundreds of dollars just for one set.
Well, I can tell you a fire truck is between $150,000 and $200,000 a piece. The turnout gear is about $1,500 to $2,500, depending on what we all get per individual. So it's 23 guys here. The compressor that we got, I know it was $40,000 to $45,000 just for the compressor. We haven't even talked about air bottles and stuff like that. So the amount of money that they ponied up to help protect the citizens of the city of Merrill is incredible.
Anything you want to add today?
Just a great day.